wanna welcome you to Agent of Change. Wisdom is the principal thing, and we are in episode number 4, and we are very excited that we are continuing this journey with you, and we hope you are catching something, you are getting wisdom, you are getting understanding. And in this episode number 4, we want to talk under a topic that says wisdom from those above you, wisdom from those who are ahead of you, wisdom from those above you and those who are ahead of you. One of the proofs of your salvation is the ability to be able to learn from those who are ahead of you. When you are able to learn from those who are ahead of you, then it shows that indeed you have grown in your salvation path. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "And there is nothing new under the sun." That's what we have discovered as we are living, that there is nothing new that you are doing that someone hasn't done. Someone has done it before and you can learn from it. The only thing we can do is to improve from what we are learning. But there is nothing new under the sun, because what you are crying for, someone has already cried for before. Where you are going, someone has already arrived there. So what you need to do is to learn from those who are ahead. Learn from those who are already there. We learn lessons from those who pass through it, and then we apply it in the future. Those who have passed through it, we can learn a lot from them. They can teach us not to make some of the mistakes that we might make. They can teach us not to pass through some of the challenges that they passed through. Why? This time around, they are moving by experience. And we can use that experience to apply it to our future, so that our future cannot be as hard as theirs. Why? They have passed through it, so I don't have to pass through it. They have been challenged, so I don't have to pass through those same challenges. Why? Now I know better. Those who know better, they do better. So when you have more information, when you learn more about where you are going, you struggle less. When you don't learn more about where you are going, you will always meet challenges. And they will always ask you, "Why didn't you tell us?" "Because we have passed there. We passed through it. You should have asked us. We would have advised you." So it is a good thing. Wisdom is gained also by learning from those that are ahead of you. In the book of Proverbs chapter 5 verse 1, it says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom and lend your ear to my understanding." Sometimes paying attention is good. Pay attention to the wisdom of those who have achieved it. Do you want to be a fashion artist? Do you want to be a preacher? Do you want to make impact? Look for those who made impact. Listen to those who made impact. What were their challenges? What were their experience? As they became economists, what are the challenges that they faced? As they became accountants, what did they pass through? As they become medical doctors, what are the things that made them to be who they are today? When we learn from those who are above us, remember, we struggle less, because we gain the wisdom that we do not have. We gain the experience that we did not pass through, but what others passed through. And that's how you become wise. Those who learn from those who are above of them, they do not struggle to become relevant. Are you struggling to become relevant? Start searching for people who did the same thing that you are pursuing. Start searching for things, for books that are talking about the same thing that you are pursuing. When you pursue the right thing, you don't struggle to become relevant. You are always on point in everything you do. You are always relevant in everything that you are following. Why? Because those who follow those that are above them, they don't struggle to become relevant. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether they are 20 or 80. And anyone who keeps learning, they keep becoming young. They are always young. Those who stop learning, they become old too fast. Why? There are some informations that they didn't get while they stopped learning. But those who always continue learning, they always appear to be young. They always appear to be young. Have you seen an old person knowing everything about social media? We always think this person is acting like a young person. Why? They know. They had the desire to keep learning. They had the desire to keep learning. They did not allow themselves to be held by the status quo. They did not allow themselves to give themselves names of saying, I am a BBT. No, they did not say that. They allowed themselves to learn through. That's why they keep becoming young. They always stay young. Everyone you meet knows something that you don't. Learn from them. Everybody that you meet in your life, they know something that you do not know. And it is a great opportunity for you to learn from them. It is a great opportunity for you to gain the necessary wisdom, the necessary information that you need to get. Because everyone you meet knows something that you don't. And it is very important for you to learn from them. Now, you must have a principle. And what is that principle? Observe, listen, and learn. Observe. Observing is part of wisdom. Listening is part of wisdom. Learning and applying is also part of wisdom. Soak in as much as you can. Take experience as lessons. Learn from the mistakes of others. You can't keep repeating the same mistakes that others did. Why? This time around you know better, do better. This time around you have learned from other people's mistakes, so you can't make the same mistakes. People can be making mistakes and you also know the mistake, and you keep on doing the same mistakes that they did. Then you're not learning anything from that. When you see other people making mistakes, learn from them. When you learn from them, you do not make the same mistakes. You are now running with experience. You are now running with observation. You are now running with a lesson. And that lesson, you apply it to yourself. Why? Because it benefits you. The mind that opens up to a new idea never returns to its original size. When your mind opens up to new ideas, when your mind opens up to new things, it never remains on the original size. It never remains where it is. When your mind gets new information, it keeps on increasing. Why? You can't remain the same with new information. The problem is that you are still in the same addiction. You are still remaining in the same weakness. You are still remaining in the same challenge. Why? There are no new ideas coming. There is nothing new that is coming into you. In order to remove an addiction, another addiction must come in and start being addicted to digging information, to digging new information, new ideas, a new level of information. And that's how you won't return to the original size. Wise people, they learn from their mistakes, but wiser people, they learn from other people's mistakes. So be wiser and learn from others. The mistake that is about to happen to you, someone has made that mistake. Go and learn from them before you make the same mistake. It should not be a pattern to you. You are unique and you are for a unique purpose. You were packaged for a unique purpose and you can't make the same mistakes. So there is wisdom when we learn from those who are above us. Let us continue with this conversation, because wisdom is the principal thing. Next week, Thursday, 10 o'clock, and we'll have a great time. Thank you.